Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay, we're back with Eddie Tofbeck, Head of Foreign Exchange for ADM Investor Services International. How are you today, Eddie?
Not too bad, actually. It's been a pretty interesting day so far. And this follows on with something we met and spoke about last time as well on the Eurodollar.
Don't remind me of anything I've got wrong. Just talk about
the good stuff. It's very simple. When last Wednesday, Thursday, we spoke about Eurodollar, amongst other things. Yeah. And one of the things I spoke about was the fact, hey, and we both looked at this, there's a key reversal in the Eurodollar going up. Mm. Isn't that interesting? Yes, that's going to be something to look at. And then we followed on with that, like every single day, it moved higher. And then if we look at the chart, you can see actually there's been some really good, interesting action in that.
It's been horrible.
It's been
a bull trap. It's been a horrible, nasty, vindictive bull trap.
You saw the bait, though. You could actually see where the bait was, and you could do something about it.
What, not trade it?
Get out.
Yeah.
It tells you exactly where the high was going to be.
Let's have a look at it, because I want to see what I missed.
Right. On the right-hand side there, key reversal up on the lower right quadrant of the last week or so. And you can see, we both said, that's interesting, we'll see where it goes. And I said at the time, 111.71, which is the next 50% fib, possibly up to 112.33, which is the medium moving average. What's happened? Every single day after that, through the long moving average, through the 50% fibs at 25 and 71, and then right up to that combination of 112.33, which is, I think, a 61.8% fib, plus the medium moving average at 112.33 as well at the moment. Went up there, whacked the market, hit it a second day, and came off. You know, it's not quite a bull matching pattern, but it's definitely a high matching pattern.
Wasn't the top.
Exactly. Or pipe top, you can actually. Well, tweezer top, you'd have to have a short on the second day. But I would call it a pipe top.
I wasn't expecting you to know that.
But you know, I would have expected a short second day for a tweezer.
The pipe thing, you're right.
A pipe top, yeah. And it's come back down. And look where it's holding at the moment. The low today, 111.25, which is the 50% back from way back when. I think it was 2015, the whole of 2015. So it's a really good technical market. It's brilliant to look at.
Well, if you like a bull trap and then getting slapped down after that, yeah, it's great.
Well, you see it's happening.
It should have got up to 114.
Look at one of those Tom and Jerry cartoons when the bull trap starts closing, it goes to a musical thing. Yeah. You know, it's like a little musical box. It's just exactly that. No, I actually like this. Like, this is a brilliant way of looking at it.
Seems to be a bit of a masochist, but anyway, as long as you can call it, that's fine. That's fine. Right, next market,
euro sterling. This again is very interesting because if we reprise last week's conversation, we had a key reversal down 2 days ago and it's followed on to that. It's rallied up to the top end of that recent Fibonacci resistance, but it's nothing special. But what's interesting is it hasn't closed two times over the 50% fib at 84.37. Once up and then key reversal down. I would suggest that's possibly the top end of that market move at the moment. Okay, it's moving upwards, and we may even have a triangle or a pendant operation going on there at the moment. But it wouldn't surprise me if we see maybe a move back down to, say, mid-83, 83.25 before...
Couldn't it be just the top of the whole thing and it just goes all the way back down to 77 or something like that?
It could, but we've seen two key reversals up. We've seen a bullish bow tie, which did work, but it was very sloppy, and even the actual money you'd made, it wouldn't have been that much. All of those have been, they've shown it to go higher, but the key reversal down, well, really, it's the first real key reversal we've seen down. Let's see if it actually follows through. I'd say this is looking to go down towards the 83 level at the moment and then see wherever it goes then. If not, then we're going back to 82.5 and then you've got a descending triangle.
All right, I'd like this market, for personal reasons, I'd like this market to go to parity. So I'm just like, I'm trying to push it up and like, you know, but it's just not happening for me. It's just, it really, you know, however much I want it to feel that it's going to go through 85 and, you know, that looks like the barrier to me.
I'll give you something that'll make you feel good about this. Consider this whole action, the whole of July, as a halfway hesitation. If you're going to have a leg from 76 up to, what, 86, then the next leg could be something from 82 up to 92. That could possibly happen.
Well, that's what I need, but I just think the only way that can happen is if midday today, Carney and friends just literally throw the whole... I mean, they start throwing helicopter money at the UK financial system.
That's fundamentals, I really
which, don't which, care which I don't, which I just don't... I don't think that's going to happen. But just on the price action, just if somebody, like, looking and begging every day for it to be higher... doesn't really seem to be that way. It looks like a bit of a phony situation.
I'm just looking at the market and saying this is what it's doing. Yeah, still it's looking higher because all the other moving averages, which are lagging indicators, are showing to go higher. But at the particular moment right now, I'd say we're going to see a pullback down. And let's see. If it doesn't go down to 82.5, brilliant. It's going to carry on upwards.
Right. Okay.
But if it does, we've got descending triangle possibly.
Let's go on to the third market, which is the best of the bunch, really. You don't tell me you enjoyed this.
I love this. Now, I don't love the fact it was a robbery taking place, and I've actually put it on there. Mm. Now, for those who don't know what happened, there was a robbery at a Bitcoin exchange in Asia. $65 million worth at then value was stolen from the exchange. Why would it go down if something was stolen? Actually, first off, there's a lot less supply, mm. and if you start selling it, you're going to probably end up knowing where it's going to be going, etc. So I'm a bit surprised. Suddenly it came down, but the close was right on the 50% move of the whole action from the robbery. So we closed at, we literally closed at 539.26 or thereabouts on the actual day.
It's ridiculous.
Since then, we've gone up. We've not gone below the 50% of that move. So therefore, would you, as an analyst, yeah. as a technical analyst, would you say, actually, it's held at the 50% and it's gone back up? It would not surprise me. This is still a bearish market because if you look at it, the whole thing is heading down south. But it would not surprise me if we see back up over 600, maybe even as high as the mid-60s, 600, 640, something like that, but only to come back down again.
My conspiracy theory is just the central banks telling their friends to sabotage Bitcoin.
I'm on planet Earth.
Yeah. $60 million isn't a lot of money.
No, it's a flea fight.
Exactly. So that's the main thing. I mean, the other one about the conspiracy theory, forget that, but $60 million is not a lot of money. And really, on a long-term basis, after a robbery like that, I mean, it's just gonna make it more secure in future. So it's one of those things.
But so it's interesting that 2 days beforehand we saw some big moves down technically, and then the robbery happened. And I'm more curious about what's been going on the 2 days before.
Rodney Biggs in my mind now, with that, robbery.
Like a robbery.
Yeah, but it's just like
Austin
a robbery. A robbery. It's
like
a robbery
like
thing. But I mean, that was probably more of an influence than this. I mean, this is just. I'm just going back to it being a small theft.
Do you know what this reminds me of? It's probably more similar to the Brinks robbery Brinks back in gold. Yeah, because I was in the gold fixing at that time.
All right.
I was in one of the people literally in the gold fixing.
This is a confession.
No, I was in the golf fixing, and I remember we were all sitting around, all five of us, were going, who's going to get the insurance company order? Yeah. Who's going to get the insurance company order? And it wasn't me, but it was like we were just looking, the fixing fixed really high because I had to do replacement in kind and then back to normal markets. And that's what I think may be there. Yes, you had the drop, back to normal markets 2 or 3 days later.
Fascinating stuff. Eddie Tofbeck, Head of Foreign Exchange for ADM Investor Services International. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.